I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this awesome Sunday morning. I hope you are doing wonderful. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And we are so excited that you are here with us. I am in the studio with my friend Jessica Meddy. Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
Hey, Kim, I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to learn more about your business. And we are going to be talking all about love today. That's our weekly winning word. And I thought you would be a perfect guest because I know how much you love living a healthy lifestyle and the natural side of things. And that's kind of what that love and passion, what is what triggered you to open your own business, the Sugarcane Shack.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And it's just such a really neat concept and truly an original. You guys, this is your baby that you really started from ground up. There's only one around, right?
That's right. We joke about how we started out at the farmers markets, which I just want to give a shout out to the Riverfront Market because they gave us a spot to start, you know, showing people about our juice. We would lug our machine down there and fresh press the juice for people and introduce a lot of folks to sugarcane juice. You know, really, there's some cultures where it's very common. My husband himself, he grew up drinking sugarcane juice because he grew up in India, and it's just very common there. It's like a street vendor sell it. However, in the Midwest, that's not really a common thing because first of all, you don't have sugarcane handy.
Right. Not growing around in this weather.
No, that's right. That's right. And it's, you know, it's just not a very, just not really part of all our culture here. So it was, it's a new thing to introduce to people in this area. And we were super excited to give it a try. We got a good response. People that tried it, they really enjoyed it. When we were able to start telling them not only the delicious taste of it, but the health benefits associated to drinking it, it really is a win-win. I can't say enough about it. They call it Nature's Super Juice for a reason.
Nature's Super Juice. That's awesome. So you guys, this is going to be a great show. We are going to be learning about this amazing sugarcane juice and also the small business that Jessica and her husband opened. And we're going to be talking a little bit about love because it is, you know, Valentine's week. That's and right. Our weekly winning word is love. And for those of you who are part of our community, you know this because you get your weekly winning resource every Sunday. And we have our weekly winning word and our weekly winning quote and some challenges to try to keep you on track so that you can be successful throughout the week. And another thing, too, is some of our listeners who are community members, they got their free juice. So at the conference in their VIP boxes, their success boxes, got their certificate for a free sugarcane juice. And hopefully some of you guys have used that. And if you have not, it's time to get out there. I want to hear your story. I just always love the success stories, Jessica, and I love someone taking their dream and turning it into reality. So you guys literally, you said, started down at the market. Mm-hmm. So share with me where your idea came from and then where you got the material. Where do you guys get the sugar cane and all the way to opening your business out at Grand Prairie?
Absolutely. I love to tell this story and it's kind of a long-winded story. So it's nice to have an opportunity to sit here and share it with everybody. A lot of people ask us, well, you know, where did you get this idea? What got you started? And both my husband and I worked in IT. He did more project work and I did support for production problems. So if there was something wrong, I got the calls. So I never, my job itself, it was a little daunting. No one just called me with good news and to talk about happy things. So
nobody called to talk about love.
Absolutely. I did not feel the love. So granted, we had kind of, you know, a stressful lifestyle in general, just based on our hours and work and so on. And we had sat back and really, you know, talking about our dreams and what we wanted to do and, you know, the legacy we wanted to leave for our son and so on. And so we started throwing around ideas about what we could do different with our lives. What could we do to make an impact, to reach people? And, you know, one of the first things that had come to our mind was, well, let's become farmers because they, you know, they provide so much for the world. You know, without our farmers, where would we be? And, you know, we started researching, you know, how to do that.
Because you really were considering becoming farmers.
We were very, very serious about it.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, but not as a farmer. Right. So it was definitely something new to us. But, you know, if you have passion and love for, you know, your goals and your dreams, you could do anything.
That's exactly
really,
right, for sure.
Just put your mind to it.
That's right. Were you thinking about maybe an organic farm or like?
Yep, that's exactly what we were thinking is, okay. You know, to find a way to, you know, provide, you know, it's not that say farming isn't a stressful lifestyle. It certainly is.
And
hard work. But that there's a reward to it, I think, that we weren't getting otherwise. So one of the things we came across was sugarcane farming. And that's something, again, my husband was familiar with sugarcane where he grew up. I've been to India. Everywhere you look, there's sugarcane fields. And he's like, well, maybe that's something we could do. That's a crop that's, you know, relatively low maintenance, something that maybe we could try to do. And we talked about it and talked about it.
Can you grow sugarcane in the Midwest or you'd have to move?
We would have had to move.
Right. Okay. I'm like, wait, I don't think you can grow sugarcane here.
No, it's too cold. That's definitely, it's more, you know, like the tropical kind of weather.
So warm, like, right.
Okay. So maybe we can't grow sugarcane and maybe we can't up and just become farmers with that snap of our fingers. Although it's still our long-term plan. I'll just leave that out there that we didn't just abandon our dreams as far as farming. He knew about sugarcane juice. He's like, well, you know, here is this amazing crop that's growing in the United States. We grow so much sugarcane, you know, down in like Florida, mm-hmm. Texas, Louisiana, so much.
I was raised in Alabama in Mobile.
So you probably chewed on sugarcane.
I sure did. I remember my dad taking a knife and skinning back the sugarcane, cutting a piece off, and I'd chew on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what? You know, but really, you know, it's got a lot of calcium. So it was good for your teeth.
It's
it was
delicious.
Like candy that was good for you and delicious. So, you know, we started talking about maybe we could kind of start there. Can we start juicing the sugarcane? You know, can we bring this delicious, healthy product to people as our business, you know, initially? And again, that's where, you know, you start doing all the research and, you know, how feasible it is. And we connected with a man that he builds his machines over in Vietnam, hand makes them. It's a wonderful, wonderful machine.
I was just going to ask you, where would you get a machine to do this idea that you created?
Right.
Okay. So now that's what you're talking about. So somebody hears. Okay.
So we found the machine. There are a couple of producers in the United States as well. So that's, you know, that's wonderful that you can do that here as well. That's available. You know, you can shop for it and bring it in, you know. So we got our machine. Then we started sourcing the sugarcane itself. And this is where we kind of ran into some challenges, certainly because of our location, bringing up the sugarcane from the floor. We ended up sourcing out of Florida. And of course, the quality of the product, because the care that they put into growing sugarcane, a lot of it is just shipped. I'll call it big sugar, just like there's big pharma and big everything else. It's, you know, big sugar. A lot of it's shipped over to the mills. That's primarily what it's grown for, is to make the end product of processed sugar.
Right. But it's before the sugar cane is before the process happens. So let's be clear.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what really differentiates it. And, you know, I can explain a little bit more about that as well. So we found a grower down there that actually grows their sugarcane just for juicing. And they have been in the business for 50 plus years, a really reputable company, great people to work with. And so we made business ties with them and we started arranging. They worked with us to arrange shipments up to Peoria. And so we got our first shipment of sugarcane and here we are.
So you bought your juicer.
Yep.
And you got your first shipment of sugarcane. And then though you went to the market. That was the first place.
That's right. Once we put together our, you know, we put together sort of a a launch pad. Like we did our logo, just different things to give us a name so people would have something to recognize when we did go to the market. Those are some of the important details that a lot of people may not consider initially when you're thinking about your business. But, you know, creating your brand, it allows people to understand and, you know, market your product and so on, which is a piece of owning a business. That's the business side of stuff. So we did all that. We reached out to the market. It was mid-season. That's why, you know, I wanted to mention that because it was really cool. We required electricity. They still found us a little spot. And we were able to, like I said, set up and,
you know, and start selling your
and start selling our juice. My husband and I would lug our machine down there, which was probably comical to some people watching us. It's a pretty heavy equipment, but it was a great time. So we got a start and a positive feedback. When the market ended, we started talking about, well, now what? You know, we don't want this to necessarily be seasonal. This is an amazing product and we want to make it available for people all the time. So that's where we started talking about, okay, well, maybe we do a brick and mortar. We open up a store and see how it goes. And that's definitely the leap of faith there, I think, you know, to make those decisions and put your faith into the fact that you put your faith in yourself and, of course, into God, and that you can make those things happen.
Right.
So, you know, we started doing the logistics of finding a store. And, you know, again, I have to say, you know, thanks to God, because I feel like everything just sort of fell into place for us. We found, our location now. It's, you know, beautiful windows surrounding it. It's on the corner in the mall.
At Grand Prairie.
The shop's at Grand Prairie. Mm-hmm. So we're actually within the mall. Just to give you an idea, right outside of Marshall's on that end of the mall. And it was a super cute location. It just screamed like, hey, Sugarcane Shack. So we did it. We started putting the things together, getting more equipment and so on. Since we had the benefit of that location out there, we also brought out a few additional things. We put together a smoothie menu. Some of them we make with our sugarcane juice, which is super tasty. The focus with our smoothies is that it would be all natural, no added sugars, make it healthy and delicious. That's our goal. So everything should be healthy and delicious. So we did, not only do we do our sugarcane juices, but we do a full line of smoothies. We have a whole list as well as, you know, make it yourself, whatever you want to do. We have fresh eats and baked goods. Again, our baked goods, we don't have any added sugars in them. We do everything naturally. And coffee, we partnered with our friends who actually have a location not too far from our studio here, CXT. We get they put as much care into their coffee, I think, as we do with our sugar cane. Everything is, you know, sustainably sourced. It's organic when possible, and it's very delicious. So
And local. We love local. That is just such a cool story. I got chills. I don't know about you guys listening. If you just love hearing these success stories like I do, it just gets you so fired up and so motivated and gives us hope that we can achieve our goals and dreams and go for things too. Jessica, such a great story. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And you've been listening to Jessica Meddy. Her and her husband own Sugar Cane Shack out at Grand Prairie Mall. And she was just sharing their story of creating this wonderful local business using sugarcane juice. And just such an amazing story of faith, and that you and your husband kind of did this together is really so awesome. And of course, our weekly winning word is love. And so it's all about love. And I think, like you said, it's your love for health and your love for living natural and providing that service.
Absolutely.
To others.
And like I said, when we opened the business, you know, we're super proud and excited to bring this juice to people and serve it. And we look at things, we really look at things holistically. And that's where, you know, I think I'll give a shout out to our weekly word of love, because you should love yourself. And it's not just, you know, we talk about like self-care, like make sure you give yourself some time. You know, it's a big picture thing. It's, you know, do you take time for your mental health, you know, your spiritual health? Do you take care of your body? You know, exercise. Those are all so important. And they all work together. Like, it's, you know, we talk about success being a puzzle piece. you know, so is loving yourself. It's a bunch of, you know, puzzle pieces that fit together and make you a happy person. And when you're happy, then you can make, you can reach out to your community and help them be happy as well. So that was really our goal. You make ourselves happier and find a way to reach out to other people and make them as happy as we are.
So when you started, did you have just like the one juice, or did you start by making creations, or have you just kind of evolved into those different creations and you're making your own recipes?
We do make our own recipes. We started out with just a few base recipes, some things that we definitely knew would work. We do fresh squeezed lemon. We do fresh squeezed lime. We did an organic ginger juice mixed with lime and the sugar cane. And then we did a strawberry, which is a fresh strawberry puree mixed with the juice. So that was our base menu, how we got started. And then we started getting a little bit creative. We know it's just a very versatile juice. It's got a kind of underlying, you know, sweet flavor on its own. If you just drink it plain, which a lot of people do, and that's awesome. It's got a teeny bit of maybe a grassy taste to it, but it's a nice sweet flavor. So it's delicious. And we said, we kind of got into our laboratory and started making up different concoctions. One of our biggest ones, which I'm super proud of introducing, is the orange canesicle. And it tastes like a dreamsicle. Remember those orange ice creams?
Yeah, like you could get from the ice cream truck.
Exactly. So that was a fun one. And again, just we have probably like 10 different flavors right now. And we're thinking of new things every day. My the girl that works with us just put together a cherry lime cane. It is so good. Everything again is all natural and fresh and just blended together, and it's really tasty. So
are there actual research about sugar cane juice and the benefits of it that you share with people?
You know, we actually joke about it when we try to tell people about it, because like I said, I would just spend, you know, I could spend an hour telling you about the health benefits, which, you know, I hope to spend a little bit of time doing that. But we always tell our customers, as they sample it and try it, we tell them to look it up. We say, go look it up. If you don't believe us, look it up. Because there is so much research. Because this goes back, this is, you know, ancient times even, you know, the cultures have been using this and drinking this. It's very well known in a lot of other cultures for its health benefits. So you can find a lot of different research on the things that, you know, I'm telling you about, which is really awesome. You know, the health properties, even in our store, we have about maybe 10 posted, but there's 20 plus benefits just alone with drinking sugar cane juice on its own. It creates an alkaline environment in your body, which is very important for just kind of overall health maintenance. You know, we talk about the best way to, you know, is prevention, you know, is the key to everything. You know, don't get sick in the first place. It's kind of the idea, right?
Right.
So having an alkaline environment in your body works for prevention, as well as targets, you know, unhealthy cells, like cancer cells are said to not be able to exist in an alkaline environment. It's a diuretic, so it's very good for flushing out like your kidneys, which is, you know, a wonderful thing. Digestive health, your gut health is probably like the most important thing to take care of. And it has very high in dietary fiber, which helps with that digestion, which is great. Lots of minerals, vitamins, magnesium, iron, calcium. I mentioned calcium when you were chewing it. It's great for your teeth.
Right.
Which people wouldn't think. Again, you go back to the stigma, you think sugar cane, you think sugar, but it's just two totally different things.
Well, because when you think of the white granulated sugar, that's it's processed.
That's right. So anything that was ever good about sugar cane, unfortunately,
it's
is
like
taken out
flour.
By that point. That's right.
It's stripped all the goodness. It starts good, and then all the goodness is stripped back to the what's left.
Exactly. That's right. And that's, you know, I'll lead into the fact of why we do it raw. We literally take our raw sugar canes and fresh press it for the juice, because when it's in its raw form, that's when you're capturing all of those, the enzymes and the antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. You're able to maintain those because they're preserved within the pulp rather than, you know, pressing it and processing it and, you know, any processing after the fact, it slowly starts to take away the benefits of when it's actually in its raw form, as God intended, we would say.
Right. Like chewing on it, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly.
So see, that's what I guess that had a health benefit after all. You never think about that stuff. But, you know, that it's just so different today. No one would think about chewing on sugar cane. But, you know, when I was a kid, we did. And we have things so processed today.
That's right.
And it's a huge problem in our health and our well-being and our longevity. And so I certainly appreciate the fact that you guys have, you know, I have teenage daughters who, you know, one, we tease her all the time about being addicted to sugar, but it's like, you know, she can come out to your place and get a healthy juice and feel like she's having something yummy, and it is yummy, but it's not bad for her.
That's right. It would curb your, I guess you would say, your sweet tooth in it, mm-hmm. but it's not, you know, it doesn't have all those additives and everything else that you get in your processed foods. Definitely raw is the way to go in general. You know, overly processing things, it leads to all the health problems. I mean, think of just worldwide, the health problems that exist today that, you know, when people actually knew where their food came from and it wasn't, you know, manufactured and processed. It was a different landscape. Things were different back then. So
right. And you're kind of bringing that natural back. I love it. That's awesome.
We joke that we're bringing sugar back.
I love it. That's awesome. That's great. And so, hey, if you have not been out to the Sugarcane Shack and tried some of this amazing juice, we want to encourage you to do that. And even better incentive to join our I've Decided community, because when you do, you'll get a little certificate for a free juice and you could go out and try it out. And plus, when you join our community, you get so many benefits. You get all three of our Motivational Leadership Conference series, and you get your annual success planner and journal, a new one every year, and our monthly success socials where we all come together at the Garden where dreams grow. That's our new location out on Pioneer Parkway. And we come together and connect and just share and build relationships and support and accountability. It's just really, really great. And plus, of course, awesome exclusive discounts and your awesome free juice out at the Sugarcane Shack for becoming a member is a really great treat. And we appreciate that, Jessica, very much.
I'm so
that
happy.
You give that to our members of I've Decided. And so, well, I don't know. I just keep seeing franchise in the future. Like, I don't know. Now that you talked about the Garden, I start dreaming big. I'm like, man, you could produce your own sugar cane for all the franchises.
That's right. Yep. Like you said, we have our, you know, our long-term plan, and that would be to, you know, grow our sugar cane organically and be our own supplier.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, why not? Like
That's
I said,
exactly
if you put
right.
your mind to it, if you can, you know.
Well, and I don't know. I just see, you know, it's the brick and mortar is hard for a lot of smaller communities. It works in communities like the size of Peoria, you know, places.
Sure.
But, you know, even like having those smaller kiosks inside places.
Exactly. And that's
building those relationships. I just see that even so.
That's something that we had really, we had talked about, because not everybody can, you know, invest in a shop or has, you know, like so maybe even lives in a place that would support something like that. But, you know, we have ideas and design as far as, you know, we know we can do it portable. And that's our goal. Can we, you know, set up carts, for example, for somebody that wanted to, you know, get a franchise, but can't necessarily do it big scale like that. And we know that's
what
feasible.
What a great opportunity for someone. It's not such a huge investment, and it's something, a place where they can start and then grow into.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it goes back to, you know, when we were working in our prior jobs that we looked around and saw folks that we really cared about, and we wanted to, you know, try to develop opportunities for them too. So we could go out and say, hey guys, you know, we made this successful, you know, inshallah that it's successful. And here, this is, here's the blueprint, and you know, you guys, you do the same thing for yourselves, you know, step back
almost
and
like
be
a
happy.
Franchise inside a franchise. I mean,
yeah.
there are other franchises that could, that another, you know, there's a franchise owner that says it has this franchise where they could actually collaborate and have your franchise and it works perfectly together.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
It just makes good sense to me, because I think I can see the healthy, like, for example, I don't know, I'm just making this up, Subway, so don't take this the wrong way. But, you know, I think mm-hmm. of you know, places like that serve healthy food, or they want to be known for healthier products or healthier lunches, but not having those healthy drinks and being able to bring in those healthy drinks now to collaborate with it. I just totally see that.
You have a, you know, a soda pop machine in your restaurants, and why not have
sugar cane juice?
Yeah, why not?
Let's replace that with the sugar cane juice.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Adios soda. We're taking over.
Sorry, Coca-Cola. Yeah, right? The sugar cane juice is coming taking after you. Over. No, and I think it's absolutely awesome and wonderful, and it should be a choice. You know, we should have those healthy choices, and parents who really don't want their kids to load up on all that bad sugar and processed sugar, and want to provide them healthy opportunities, but still be able to go out and do that. I think it's great.
Wonderful.
Jessica, from the moment I heard it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I've been out there. I've tried it. I bought lots of gift certificates for gifts for Christmas because I want to support you and all the local businesses, but I really just love your story. It's great.
Thank you so much, Kim. You know, and I have to say, Peoria itself, what a great community for local businesses. I just really appreciate, you know, so many people, they support them and they support each other. And it's been a really great experience actually opening a small business here.
Well, you know what they say, if it plays in Peoria, it'll play anywhere.
There you go.
Don't tell me that's the first time you've ever heard that.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard that expression. So.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. My goodness. I don't really know the whole story behind that. That's a good show, though. I need to find someone who can actually bring that whole concept to life. But that is the saying. If it plays in Peoria, it'll play anywhere.
Right.
So if the Sugarcane Shack plays in Peoria, it will play anywhere.
Woo-hoo. So that can be our selling point for franchises. Listen, we did it in Peoria.
That's right? What I keep saying about I Decided. I'm like, we won over Peoria. We can win anywhere.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's true. And so and it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing I know it's something about it's that Midwest culture where, you know, farmers, you know, it's tough. We're tough and we're not easily. We kind of stick to our traditions. We have the things that we love, and we're not easily won over.
Right.
We don't jump on the first bandwagon. We kind of stick with what we're used to.
Right.
And so new things have to kind of earn our trust around here, right?
Right. But what an awesome feeling when you do.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. Well, I think you're going to set up your cart at Curves sometime soon, right?
So we are on February 11th. We're going to be at Curves.
Okay, awesome. So that's going to be great. I cannot wait for the ladies to try and see what they think. I know they'll love it. It'll be a great opportunity for them to learn of something new and healthy that they can incorporate into their healthy lifestyle, but yet still be yummy. So that's great.
You know, I am a member of Curves now, and I've done a couple of workouts, which I'm really excited about. You know, again, I go back to taking care of your health. You have to make time for exercise and make it enjoyable. And Curves is actually a really nice alternative, you know, as far as like a gym membership or something like that. It's quick. You know, you have a direction. You know what you're targeting, what you're working on. I love stretching afterwards. You have a great little stretch machine. You know, it's really awesome.
Thank you. Well, thanks for the plug, Jessica. Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
Got it.
And so, but also we need to have you there to actually share with the ladies at group coaching about the benefits too, you know, to really dive into all those benefits that you listed out about the sugar cane juice, because that will be something awesome. So, all right. So head on out to Sugar Cane Shack. Get yourself some sugar cane juice or a smoothie, all natural, fits into your healthy lifestyle and adds all those benefits, antioxidants, all the wonderful benefits of drinking the sugar cane juice that's pressed and healthy. And so thank you, Jessica, for being here in the studio with me today.
Thank you, Kim.
Talking a little bit about love and the love of sugar cane and just your health and taking care of yourself and obviously opening your own business. That's great.
Awesome.
And so thank you guys for tuning in today. We really appreciate you and appreciate your support. And if you have not joined our community, again, this is your personal invitation. to please visit us at ivedecided.org and join our community. It's only $12.99 a month, and you just get so much more than that in benefits. There's too many to list. You can check it out, and we would love to see you at our next Success Social, which will be on Friday, February the 22nd. Maybe we can talk Jessica into bringing some sugarcane juice to that.
For sure.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?